This discussion is about stock turnover, a key performance indicator. The VCE course classifies stock turnover as an efficiency indicator. However, it can also be classified as a profitability and or liquidity indicator, because the performance of stock or the management of stock will have a direct bearing on profit performance, profitability performance, and also on the business's liquidity. Stock turnover. It's a measure of the rate at which stock is sold and replaced. So most businesses aim to sell their stock as quickly as possible, and it's measured usually in days. So the less days, the better. You aim for less days over time to sell your stock. You have to be aware of the type of stock. For example, if you were comparing the stock turnover of expensive jewelry with the stock turnover of, for example, milk in a milk bar, they would be vastly different because of the nature of the stock itself. So you really do have to look at the trend of the particular stock item to see whether performance is improving or not, rather than compare stock turnovers in one industry against another. The type of the stock itself, the very nature of the stock, will have a direct impact on the stock turnover. So think about the expensive jewelry versus the bread, and obviously the nature of the stock will impact on stock turnovers. So one of the benchmarks you compare stock turnover against is, of course, past performance. That's the most important one. Look at the trend over time. Is the trend unfavorable? Is it increasing in days? That's unfavorable. Or is it decreasing in days? That's favorable. Is it taking less time on average to sell the stock? Most businesses aim for a quicker or more rapid stock turnover, less days to convert their stock into cash, sometimes via debtors if it sells on credit. Ideally, in a trading business, it would be good to have access not only to the overall stock turnover of the business for a particular reporting period, but for each one of the stock items that the business trades with. However, that may not be available. So we tend to be thinking about the average stock turnover of a particular business, but just remember that that is usually made up of lots of separate stock items, each of which would have its own stock turnovers, and the management, if possible, should try and monitor not only the total stock turnover, but also the stock turnovers of each individual stock item. If the stock turnover is moving in an unfavorable direction, that's definitely going to have an impact on the liquidity of the business. It's going to tend to lead to pressure on the business's liquidity position, because it means that the business has to wait longer for the stock to be sold and converted into cash, particularly if it sells on credit, because once the sale occurs, it has to then go to debtors, and we have to then wait for debtors to pay in the future. So if stock turnover is slowing down, it usually does have an unfavorable impact on the business's liquidity. Because whilst the business is waiting for the cash to be received from the sale of the stock, usually via debtors, it still has its ongoing cash commitments. It still has to pay its normal expenses. It still has to have enough cash on hand for its drawings. It still has to, for example, pay the rent, pay its wages, and of course pay its own creditors, its own suppliers. So if it is having to wait a long time because the stock turnover is slowing down, it might have to tap into cash resources, or it may even have to go into overdraft. And of course, overdraft, there is expenses associated with having a bank overdraft. So if stock turnover is moving in an unfavorable direction, it will definitely lead to an unfavorable impact on liquidity, because the business has to wait longer to receive the cash inflow from the sale of that stock, usually via debtors. And by doing so, it may have to either reduce its cash resources and or organize bank overdraft facilities to maintain its cash commitments whilst waiting for the cash from the inflow of the stock, usually via debtors. The formula for stock turnover is the average stock multiplied by 365 days over the cost of goods sold. we want to work to improve the stock turnover, and to do that we have to try and reduce average stock levels relative to the cost of goods sold, or increase cost of goods sold, which is caused by higher sales, relative to average stock levels. We want as much sales as possible from the lowest level of stock. As much sales as possible from the lowest level of stock. And if we do that, we will tend to lead to a higher stock turnover. That is, stock being converted into debtors and cash more quickly. Let's consider management strategies that could work to enhance the stock turnover. What can management do to try and improve stock turnover? Remember, there's two elements to the formula. There's average stock and there's cost of goods sold. In simple terms, we want to increase cost of goods sold through higher sales, and we want to reduce average stock levels relative to the cost of goods sold. So let's talk about increasing cost of goods sold. That is, improving sales will lead to an increase in cost of goods sold. So anything that works to improve sales will tend to impact on this ratio in a favorable way. And we know that sales will tend to increase due to an improvement in the stock mix. Improve the stock mix will enhance sales, cost of goods sold, and thus sales. The pricing policy, it may be that the price can be increased and or decreased, and depending on the market dynamics, that will lead to an increase in sales. We want to improve the merchandising, obviously, the way in which stock is positioned and located to try and enhance sales. And we want to improve or have more effective advertising to try and bring about an increase in sales as well. So those strategies to enhance sales will tend to lead to an improved stock turnover, improved stock mix, changes in price depending on the market dynamics, improved merchandising, more effective advertising. And then we can concentrate on average stock, the average stock levels themselves. In general terms, we want to try and get rid of any slow moving or dead stock, stock that no longer matches consumer profile. So that's a part of the stock mix. And perhaps instead of holding large quantities of those stock items, can we get away with smaller quantities? Holding smaller quantities of high quality stock, that will tend to lead to an improvement in the stock turnover ratio as well. Smaller quantities of high quality stock. In some businesses, this is called just-in-time ordering, where you try and get many quick supplies of stock rather than having just one huge supply of stock. And this works to try and reduce the average stock levels, and that certainly leads to an increase in the stock turnover. It might be that the business has to move to a computerized stock management system, and by doing so, improve the quality of the information, the timely access to that information, and by doing so, improving the stock mix, and therefore leading to higher stock turnover. So in summary, to improve the stock turnover indicator, the KPI stock turnover, you want to enhance sales and reduce the rate of growth of average stock levels. Enhance sales through improving stock mix, changing the price, improving the merchandising, more effective advertising, and controlling the average growth rate of your stock by, for example, reducing slow-moving stock, quitting dead stock, that is stock that's no longer attractive to your customer profile, perhaps holding less stock, the right stock, but less of it, and in getting this just-in-time system going, whereas you get many little deliveries rather than one big delivery, and that leads to a reduction in average stock levels and a higher stock turnover. And of course, if the business doesn't have a computerized stock system, they should move towards that to improve the quality of the information and the timely nature that it receives the information. In conclusion, therefore, if the stock turnover over time tends to fall, or less days to convert the stock into sales, this indicates that the management is becoming more efficient in the way it manages its stock. more efficient, higher skill levels in managing the stock, and that is reflected in less days to convert the stock into sales. However, remember that the improved stock turnover would also have a favourable impact on liquidity, because the business doesn't have to wait as long to receive the cash inflow from the sale of the stock, sometimes via debtors. So improved stock turnover also tends to lead to an improved liquidity position, more cash inflow quicker. And also there is a link with profitability. If you think about, for example, the return on assets, net profit over assets, one of the major assets in a trading business is, of course, stock. And if the stock turnover improves, it usually also means there's been improvement in the rate of return on assets, because you've managed the stock, one of the important assets, more efficiently, and that normally leads to the growth in assets less than the growth in profits, and that leads to an increase in the return on assets. So improved stock turnover is an efficiency indicator, but it also has a link to liquidity, and it also has a link to profitability.